Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mostly guilty verdicts were announced today in the corruption trial of former state probation commissioner John O'Brien. A federal jury convicted O'Brien of racketeering and mail fraud. Jurors also convicted two former probation department deputies on similar charges of orchestrating a rigged hiring scheme that favored politically connected applicants. WBUR's David Boeri has been following this trial. He joins us from federal court. Hi, David. So what was it like in the courtroom as the verdicts came in and as they were read?
Let me set the scene for you. It's the seventh day going into hour 52, Deb. Everybody was tense when they came, when the jury came back. It was a long verdict. There are 104 decisions for the jury to make, guilty, not guilty, proven, not proven. Before they read, and just out of the tension of it, one of O'Brien's daughters started to sob. Then came the first of the decisions. And the first one involved O'Brien, guilty. At that point, the sobbing was uncontrolled amongst the O'Brien family. John O'Brien's head dropped to the table. He was trembling. His defense attorney had his hand on his shoulder. Clear early on that all three were convicted. Elizabeth Tavares, defendant, began crying as well. And in the middle of this, O'Brien's wife, Lori, suddenly fainted. She collapsed. And now you had a call for emergency personnel while the judge, and this was strange, told the jury to continue with its verdicts. So the jury continued delivering its verdicts while medical help assisted O'Brien. It was as tense, as poignant as you could imagine it being. Meanwhile, outside, the U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz said the jury had seen through the defense case, that they had engaged, they had argued, of course, they had engaged in business as usual. Here's Ortiz.
When you commit fraud and you make false representations and you tamper with documents, that's not just mere patronage, and that's where we draw the line.
So, David, what about the defense team? What was the reaction from the defense?
It's striking to me, Deb, that they reacted, as did the defendants. It was as if they were not prepared, did not see this coming. They became emotional as well. They were stunned. The defense attorney for William Burke, John Amabile, was in tears. O'Brien's defense attorney had to be consoled as he was consoling others. Here was John Amabile. I talked to him outside.
Well, it was a complete shock, I think, to all of the defendants. And I want to say that although I deeply respect the system of trial by jury, as with any human system, mistakes are made, and I respect the jury, but I think the verdict today was a miscarriage of justice.
So, David, when he says that, what exactly is he referring to there?
The bigger picture here that the defense has tried to paint is look at who the defendants are. We know that there was a two-year federal grand jury, Deb, in which as many as 50 state representatives and senators were called before the grand jury. At the end of the day, not a one of them was a defendant. The only defendants were these three people, arguably bureaucrats, although O'Brien was an important official. They were the only ones there, and that is why... That's why Amabile and the defense attorney say this was an injustice, that the people that weren't there, the people that were there didn't deserve to be there, the people that weren't there deserved to be there and weren't.
Now, the defense is indicating an appeal, so we know that. What happened after the verdicts were read and what happens next?
They will be appealing, clearly, as it was a strange end to the proceedings, though, because the defense attorneys wanted the jurors polled. They were polled individually. And then Judge William Young warned all three defendants. And remember, O'Brien's wife is still lying down, being taken care of by attendants. She later was transported to the hospital. Young warns all three defendants that they are not to criticize the verdict by the jury. The defense attorney, Stelios Sinis, for O'Brien, objected, saying that there were First Amendment rights. And Young looked at him and said, test them, which is to suggest that there will be increased penalties for the defense or the defendants if they actually charge or complain about the verdicts here.
All right, WBUR's David Boeri, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.